A man who was an absolute superstar for the Carlton Football Club, was drafted at pick number 2 in 2002, 202 games with the footy club, 139 goals. He's retired, but he loves the place that much that he can't leave. Andrew Walker now going back to the club as a development and integration coach, and he joins us on the program this morning to have a chat. Andrew, good morning and congratulations on the new role.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good morning. I started yesterday, so it was a bit of a shock to the system. I'd had 12 weeks off, and finally getting back into the Carlton training gear again, mate. It was a pretty good feeling.
How was it going back into the club? Because as a retired player, like I know in my sport, I went back to the team, and it felt just really foreign to me. All of a sudden, being considered as a staff member and not as a player. Did you find that tough?
I did actually. There was. Yeah, we usually go for lunch after the main session on a Monday, and after lunch the players will go and have a coffee and the coaches will go off somewhere else and have a coffee, and I was a little bit torn on which way to go, but that's going to be part of the transition, I guess. I'm still really close mates with a lot of the players, and I don't ever want to lose that relationship, so I decided to go have a coffee with the players.
Oh, good work. And you'll start to realise how differently the players are treated, and you think, oh, geez, we're treated so well considering how the staff are generally treated. But that's all to come for you. Talk to me about your retirement. When you announced your retirement, how long had you been planning for that in your head?
Yeah, I spoke to Bolts when he got the job, and obviously I'd been battling a knee injury for probably the most part of three, even close to 4 years, so it was starting to wear me down a fair bit. And at the start of the year, going into the pre-season, I was just going to give it one really, really good crack, and if it didn't work, well, you know, I hadn't left any stone unturned, so I had been planning for it for a while. It was pretty sore and was basically unplayable at the elite level, so I didn't want to be selfish and try and continue to get myself out there, because it was only going to be to the detriment of the side.
Andrew, talk to us about Brendan Bolton, because we've seen so much of him since he's come in. A lot of people say he's the smiling assassin and all that sort of stuff, but I'm sure there's another side to him. But I've watched both of the documentaries that the Carlton Footy Club put out, The Journey, and I just sort of watch him and feel like I want to play for him. Is he that infectious as a player that you just... you listen to everything he says and think, this guy's got us going on the right path?
Yeah, and that happened from day one, mate. It was just incredible the way that he was able to capture a crowd, and in our sake, our team. He was just amazing at being able to get everybody to listen to his messaging, and everyone jumped on board really quickly. We're a side that had been down for a few years, and players were starving some success, and we were just rapt to get someone like Bolts to come in and just change the club the way he has. He's just put some really, really good standards in place. And I think that's part of the reason why I got the job, because he sort of saw the way that I trained, and hopefully I can continue those standards going with the players that I'm trying to develop.
In your head, did you want to be working at the club, or did you have other plans and this kind of came in as an opportunity you couldn't refuse?
Yeah, it's funny. Over the last 3 years, being so injured, I started to work closer with younger players, and I was obviously not able to get myself out in the track all the time. And from that, I saw a bit of a benefit, and there was some positives that come from being injured. Was the fact that I did get to help develop these kids in other aspects of the game. So I was working with guys in the fitness area and sort of the strength and conditioning area, and trying to pass on some of the knowledge that I'd sort of learnt over the 13 years of being a player. And I guess, you know, like most athletes, there's a selfish side to being an AFL player. And I think the last 3 years of being injured, I've become a lot more unselfish and really started to embrace the developing side of football. And I think it was probably the last couple of years that I really did see myself being a development coach at some stage.
Yeah, I love hearing that because I felt the same way when I retired. I was so proud of the young kids. It's almost like they were my own kids. I was so proud when they were doing well and I wanted to share as much of my experiences with them as I could because you know how much that means to you as a player when you have a role model or someone looking over you and watching out for you.
Yeah, 100%. And I did mention that when I did retire, the first people that come to mind that you want to thank, besides your family and your coaches, are the guys that you remember from the first moment you walked into the club. And the guys that stuck out to me were Andrew Corruzzo, one because he was the same age as me and we just straight away had a friendship. The other guy was Heath Scotland, who was 4 years into an AFL career and who'd just been traded from Collingwood to Carlton. And those guys just come straight up to me, and it wasn't like it was false. It was one of those moments that I always sort of treasured, and till this day I've got a really close bond with those two guys, and I'm hoping that it's funny, like my role is development coach and integration coach, but I'm trying to make sure that I've still got a player relationship with them, and I can be that person that they remember.
When you look at your time at the club, I think there's a lot about loyalty and there's a lot about players moving clubs to try and win premierships. What do you think is more important, being that one club player or kind of searching for that premiership so that by the time you retire, you have that premiership?
Yeah, I'm going to be biased because I've been lucky enough to be a one club player, and it was for 13 years at one of the biggest clubs in the AFL. But, you know, there's players that are played at the elite level for the same amount of time that have been once again starved of success and really are craving a premiership, and some of them will do extraordinary things and go to extraordinary lengths to be able to play in a premiership. So I can understand both sides of it, but you know, I've been fortunate enough that Carlton gave me an opportunity back in 2003, and I was able to hold my end of the bargain and stay there for 13 years and play 202 games.
Well, as Carlton continues on its journey, they need your unwavering support next season. Become Bound by Blue and sign up for a 2017 membership. Call 1300-CARLTON or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Andrew, thanks for joining us this morning and best of luck in the new role. Hope it goes really well.
No worries. Thanks, guys.